pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Stay standing and we'll have a prayer from Trinity Lutheran Church, Pastor Boyd.
Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for those who care for our streets and our sidewalks, those who keep us safe during this weather. And I thank you for everybody gathered in this room tonight, for their willingness to lead and to serve. I ask that you continue to bless this group and bless this community through their leadership. And just bless this conversation tonight, that we may continue to grow and develop as a tight-knit community. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. We could have attendance and we'll focus.
Frank?
Here.
Todd?
Here.
Dawson?
Here.
Shire?
Here.
Demeline?
Here.
Johnson?
Here.
All right. Motion to amend the agenda.
Yeah, staff is asking the agenda be amended just to add ordinance 03-2024, and then we are just changing the way we number our ordinances and resolutions to make it a little bit more clear of when they happened, if anybody's ever looking back on in the future.
Motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Todd?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Approval of the minutes from December 29th, 2023, and January 2nd, 2024.
We'll handle those one at a time.
Yeah, we should do one at a time.
Motion to approve December 29th.
Second. Have a motion and a second for December 29th.
Dawson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Todd?
Yes.
For the minutes at 20, January 2nd.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Shire?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Todd?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Is there any public present wishing to address council today? Correspondence?
So in your packets, you'll see a flyer put out by the Ohio Municipal League, newly elected council seminar trainings. These aren't just for those that are newly elected. If you have never been to one, they're very informative classes that kind of give you more of a breakdown of what your roles and responsibilities are as village councilman. These are the dates. If any of you are interested in attending one of these classes, please let me know, and myself or one of our staff members will get you registered for the class and take care of all of that. Also, I guess kind of under correspondence, I'll just update you a little bit on the storm event. Street crews work till 2 o'clock in the morning Saturday. Getting the streets and sidewalks cleared. Public Works Superintendent Matt Demeline and Caleb Kistner both helped out the streets department with that all night. So we appreciate those efforts. We also had one water leak show up on Edgewood Drive today. Staff was able to get that fixed pretty quickly. They turned out it was just a service line connection that had started leaking. So that should be all fixed and put back together already.
Reports and updates.
So you have the three departmental reports in your packet that came in. These are the three superintendents that were off during the week between Christmas and New Year's when their reports were due. And then You have the, my administrative report for January. Not as extensive as the last one was with the number of things going on, but probably a lot more things have been going on. It's just pretty much all covered under budget. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them on any of those.
I was just curious. We've been setting everything in place for the members and replacement for fluoride removal at wastewater. We were just waiting on approval from EPA, correct?
That's for the pretreatment.
Yes.
Yes. That's all we're waiting on to get the temporary installed. I can also tell you that I don't know if Jamie had it on her report yet, but Jamie's working with Robert Schoaf to submit for potential grant funding through the state of Ohio that would hopefully cover a majority of the costs of the permanent pretreatment. We're proposing to add a secondary treatment process into the plant that would be to specifically address the TTHN levels and bring those down by adding charcoal filtering process before the water hits the distribution lines. And also because of the potential size each individual grant could be, we've added in the upgrade and expansion of the plant. So all of that stuff will be submitted tomorrow. So hopefully we find out soon if it's something we think we're going to have a really good shot at qualifying for because of the TTHM issues and the need to upgrade and expand the plant.
Is that two separate or is that all together?
That we're submitting it all as one. But if we don't get the maximum funding, we could scale back and
so it's a variable option.
The first two, if we have to scale it back, we would want to definitely do the permanent pretreatment and the secondary treatment process first. And then we'd send in another application next year to try to get the plant upgraded.
Have we heard anything more about what are we going to start tearing down Marquise?
Start tearing down what? So we should be finding out very shortly. All we're waiting on is confirmation on us obtaining those grant dollars and then the EPA obviously approving the proposed process we're going to take. And that could start very soon after the weather breaks, potentially.
I need approval of invoices.
I don't have any.
No spending
of money, keep that up.
here's a copy too.
It was with the admin report.
Oh, is it okay?
Yeah.
Is it in there?
What?
It's in the admin report section.
Looks like
somebody
just got shot.
I was going to say, I thought I put them in there.
I didn't go.
Here,
you have mine.
Yeah, I don't have mine. Update of a question there.
Should have been right after Jamie's report.
I might have shot them in the last one.
She does now.
Oh, no, I know.
No,
I think he.
Oh, did Robert go make copies?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought he was just giving them to her. That was my copy. I don't need them.
I'll give you one.
I'll make a motion.
I have a motion in a second. Roll call, please.
Marlena needs one for hers, then.
Demoline?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Todd?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Thank you. Well, Director.
I have nothing, Mayor. Thank you.
Police Chief?
Nothing. I don't have anything. Thank you.
Thank you.
Did everyone have a chance to look over the updated committees? Did we have any issues with that? So with that change, that puts me as chair of those offices. Chad and Lynn also, and I would like to schedule a committee meeting. For the next council meeting? Only partially.
I think it's February 5th.
The next council meeting is February 5th.
Yeah. Are you going to do it after that meeting?
Or after the meeting itself?
Yeah.
That's a problem.
We have to. Good?
Yep.
So we're going to advertise that then as just commencing immediately following the adjournment of the council meeting. Because it's hard, it's going to be hard to put a time on that.
I have a question on the committees and stuff. Under the park board, it's got Lindsay Allen, that her termination expired 12/31/23.
She can continue in her spot just like Bill Vaughn for planning until Gail's appointed to that position.
Okay, so we're looking for people for that, those two positions, or?
I mean, we don't have to make a decision on that. They can continue to serve at the pleasure of council until either they're reappointed or somebody else is appointed to take that seat.
At some point, so since it's a fresh board, we've got terms ranging from 1 to 5 years, but eventually we'll have every member will be a 5-year.
Right.
Okay, and Janelle DeBacher, has anyone talked to her about the Income Tax Board of Appeals? It said her term expired.
The first of the year.
January 1st. And same with Kat Ogg on zoning board.
I've not talked to anybody.
We can reach out to see if they're interested in continuing to serve on those boards or not.
Any other questions? Village services. Development and government solutions, safety. Looks like nothing for old. What? No, we're not. Nothing for old business. Some new business. We'll have ordinance 02-2024.
So, yeah, read it first.
An ordinance amending ordinance 2316 to make temporary appropriations for the Village of Delta, Ohio for the year 2024. As an emergency.
So there are a lot of changes that need to be made to the budget that was passed as a final budget back in October. So in talking with the law director, it was determined the easiest way to move through this process is just to amend that prior ordinance to change the language from being the final appropriations to temporary appropriations. That gives us till actually the end of March to make that pass the final budget. And it gives us time to go through and figure out what's all needs to change and where those changes are. So you'll be getting a final budget at some point after this. The only other changes that were put into this were under capital. Some of those amounts were increased. I don't think I have all of them in there yet, but we need vehicles desperately. I have staff running around in their own vehicles sometimes. Most of the time, if a department's going somewhere, they're both in one vehicle, which is a total waste of employee hours. So what I'm proposing is that Public Works will get two vehicles. Sewer plant will get one additional vehicle. And then I put in there for the streets department, I'm going to try to hopefully be able to find a short bed, one ton, just frame and chassis is all I really need. Because the smaller dump truck we have, the box is stainless steel, it's in perfect shape. So it makes no sense to try to buy a whole new dump truck if I can find a chassis that we can move that box onto. So I put $30,000 in additional into the street department to try to find that type of vehicle. I put in just $25,000. They don't have to be anything. It doesn't have to be anything special for an additional vehicle at the sewer plant and for the second vehicle in the public works department. I printed a picture of the vehicle, but I forgot to bring it in. The other vehicle for public works is going to be their main vehicle, and it's going to be one of those vans with the toolboxes on the back. I was trying to find a used one and was watching two of them at an auction. First of all, there's very few used ones, but there were two that were auctioned off that closed last Tuesday down near Dayton. They were 2019 models, both with around 40,000 miles on them. When the bidding, I talked to Michael Tanner because they buy those for Brent. That's where we saw one the first time. And he said that a used one, based on the cost of new, he said a good price would probably be 30, but he wouldn't think we would be stupid to go up to 40 on it. When the bidding got over 40, I started making some phone calls to see what we could get one for on state bid price, and was able to find two of them at a dealership over in Akron. And what we can buy this vehicle, go over there Thursday and pick it up and have it here that quick. What we could buy it for under the state deal, a price, a brand new one, was actually $1,000 less than what one of those used ones sold for at that auction. So that vehicle is going to be the most expensive vehicle purchase. That one is $56,000. We do have the money in the capital budget, which is, and we definitely have a need for the vehicles, which is why these changes were made already. There'll be some other ones as we bring out the final budget, but these are the ones that I needed to get put in there now.
I'll make a motion to suspend.
Second. Motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Johnson.
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Todd?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Demoline?
Yes.
I'll make a motion to make a final on this first reading.
Second. I have a motion and a second.
Frank?
Yes.
Todd?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Demoline?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Can I make a suggestion? First of all, the ordinance that we got to replace it, it's not numbered. It's numbered the old way.
Because it's amending that one. Oh, I've already changed. I didn't print out all new copies for you guys. We have changed the numbers on that.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure you knew that.
Yep.
Second of all, especially for an ordinance of this size, can we please do better on the number of pages or something? I mean, it's just, yeah, it makes it easier. Text. It makes it easier if you say, well, the correction's on page 33 instead of under capital project. I mean,
yeah.
It's stapled. Mine's stapled together.
And I do.
Mine's stapled together too, but I'm saying for trying to find where the corrections are.
No, and I am.
I have to go through page by page to see what needs change.
And I apologize for that. We were trying to get that one done to make sure it got out in your packets. And I did think about that when we do make changes either to policy and procedures manuals, council's rules, and that, we need to have a document in the packet that tracks the changes. So you guys, so you'll see that I did that on the ordinance that we added, and I will try to make a conscious effort to do that on anything now, because I think you guys do need to see what the changes actually are that you're voting on.
Thank you. So can you just make a header page that highlights the changes and then the actual ordinance containing all the changes? Does that work?
That's probably what I'd have to do.
Either way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or redline it.
Yeah, we could just track the changes on it, and then after it's passed, just accept the changes for the book. Mm-hmm.
I would say if it's on one page, put it on the header page.
Bless you.
Moving on to new business, we have resolution 01-2024.
A resolution listing procurement cards and establishing maximum credit limits on these credit accounts for the Village of Delta.
So I don't know if I mentioned to all of you, but I know I've mentioned to some of you that one of the changes I want to make, right now there are only two credit cards in the village. I have one and finance director has the other one. It makes it very difficult for our individual department heads if they need to schedule training, if they need to register for online classes, if they just need to go pick something up that they need to do their daily jobs. So each department and the chief never even had a credit card for the police department. So each department, and including police, will now have their own cards, their own limits. It doesn't give them a free for all. There's the superintendents are still going to have to contact me prior to going to use the card. It's just going to make it a lot easier that they don't have to drive here, get my card from me, go use it. It's going to make everything a lot cleaner. It's going to make it easier to track which department the spending's coming from, because they're going to be listed departments right on the bills. And in fact, when I was going through the policy and procedure manual, that language actually is in there, that it talks about that it makes it very confusing if you have multiple employees utilizing one card, and that the employees that are going to be in charge of the spending should have their own. So that language is already in our policy and procedures manual. And I agree that it is a much cleaner way of handling this.
Can I ask a question?
Yep.
When putting the bills for the Visa cards on the list of invoices to be paid, is there some way that we can say, I don't want to just see an invoice for a $10,000 Visa payment and have it say multiple charges? I mean, if it's obviously for the water department, is there something that,
so
if it's over a certain,
I would say yes. I mean, you should, God help us that you guys would ever have to actually see a $10,000 payment on one of these Visa cards, but that would be an emergency situation. They're not going to be used very often. Mainly it's going to be for trading purposes, and then just like the smaller things that need purchased on a day-to-day basis from places we don't already have an account otherwise with. But yes, if there's ever a bill that is, I would say over $1,500, that we could absolutely include an itemized statement with that.
And then maybe you could just say that this was the Visa for the water department, this was right, the Visa for the police department, or whatever. So they could be listed separately, we would know that based on the invoices.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Any other questions on that one?
Is this an emergency?
Yes.
It says it on the thing that she didn't read it.
Yes, because the cards are coming, okay, and once they get here, our current cards will be shut off.
I'll make a motion to suspend.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Can I get a roll call, please?
Todd?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
All right, do we have a motion to make it final on the first reading?
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Dawson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Todd?
Yes.
I got a question. Back a while ago, what was it, about 6 months, maybe a year, we set up that thing for the police department where they had no money.
It was last year.
Where he had his own money and he could use it for things without having to come to council. I don't know. I don't remember.
It was a fund.
It was a fund.
Somebody gave a donation of so much money, and it was specifically for the police department that he could use.
Yeah, that he could use for.
Was it some for radios? He was looking at radios at that point.
Use a JAG grant.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there should be some money set up somewhere for him in an account already.
I mean,
probably in the budget.
The budget gives the chief his spending authorities. But as far as an individual fund like that, I don't know.
We set up a fund for donations.
Right.
Not just one particular one. One donation stemmed the need for that.
Right.
Was that the,
but if multiple donations were made, we go with that.
Yeah, there's a fund that's for donations.
Yes. But it's like a petty, it was like a petty cash. It wasn't a lot, was it?
I don't think there's anything in there right now.
I was going to say.
I think it's empty. It's just a fund set up that if somebody donates to the police department, that's where it would go.
So, and I should probably clarify one thing on that too. When I said that they're still going to have to call me before they go use that, that did not include the chief. The chief has just as much authority on spending it the police department as I do on administration side. So Robert, don't think I was like saying you had to call me every time you needed to use
I don't mind.
All right. Moving on to a new business ordinance 03-2024.
An ordinance amending section 5.04 of the policy and procedure manual and declaring an emergency.
So this ordinance, we noticed after we passed the updated holiday section back in December, the first holiday, we realized really quick that we never addressed how we handle part-timers who are required to work the holiday. And this specifically deals with the police department. And I believe like you typically would use part-timers and schedule them on these days. So anyway, the way we worked out, we worked it out because obviously a part-timer is not an eligible employee for the regular 8 hours of pay on holidays. But if they are required to work a holiday, they'll be paid time and a half. So overtime at an overtime rate, and plus they will receive a number of holiday hours equal to the number they worked, up to 8. So if they work a 4-hour shift, they're only going to get paid for 4 hours of holiday pay. Because of their part-time status. So they're not guaranteed the full 8 hours if they don't actually work the full 8 hours of holiday pay.
And full-time employees receive 8 hours.
Correct. And we're still leaving it to if you're temporary seasonal, you are not eligible for holiday pay because we don't anticipate a time of ever having to force them in on a holiday.
So do we have a separate classification for permanent part-time and then seasonal part-time?
They're not eligible. They don't get holiday pay.
It looks like you need to change the number at the top under the exhibit where it says exhibit A.
Oh, I do. Thank you.
324.
Yep. No, that's administrative.
I'll make a motion to suspend.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Shire?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Todd?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Yeah. Motion to make it final on the first reading?
So moved.
Second. I have a motion in a second. Roll call, please.
Dunaway?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Todd?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yeah.
Shire?
Yes. Is there any questions related to today's council proceedings? Our next regular meeting of the council will be Monday, February 5th, 2024 at 5:30 p.m. With rules and ordinances committee meeting to follow immediately after.
So moved.
Second. I have a motion in a second. Roll call, please.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Todd?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Dunaway?
Yes.
It's not the White House.
Ooh, have fun there. Actually, if you can email me any items that you want on.